Jim Bentley a 2-1 defeat at Bristol Rovers, but he must be so disappointed because the first mistake of the game gave them an equaliser and that just changed it.
It's the same story every week. It's so frustrating. It's absolutely destroying me, to be honest, because coming into the game, you know, lack of players and that, we've changed our shape. They've changed their shape the last couple of weeks to play 4-4-2, 4-3-3. They've gone with the three at the back. And we had the wind in our faces. I thought we were excellent. Didn't put a foot wrong all first half. Limited them to nothing. I think the crowd have booed them off as well. You know, we've got a penalty. We've dispatched that. And we're in the lead, and deservingly so. And you're thinking, great, more of the same second half. We've got the wind. Yeah, they upped the tempo, which they're going to do a home attack on the home end. They come out at us, but didn't feel in danger, as I say. No one made a mistake. We defended really well, right throughout as a group. We looked a threat on the break. We've had good opportunities to go 2-0 up. Keepers made a couple of decent saves. First mistake. You know, Barry Roach has been excellent for us. He'd be disappointed. You know, it looked like it was easier to catch it than punch it. He's punched it right to the feet of Gaffney. He's put it away, so... You know, that can happen with the wind, you know, going away from him. Wet and windy conditions, you know, he's made that decision as a goalkeeper and, you know, that's the way it is. It's dropped to the lad's feet and he's put it in 1-1. The crowd are lifted, they've got the momentum and then soon after that they get the second. Ill discipline, as I say it again on Fleming's behalf. Down to 10 men and then it's all hands to the pump. We had a chance towards the end with Kenyon. But as I say, you can't feel sorry for yourselves. Everything we're doing at the minute just seems to be getting punished. We're not a bad side. We're not getting steamrolled by anyone. As I say, today here, for 70 minutes, we were not in danger. And then one mistake we've been punished for, and then the momentum swung to them, and they've gone and won the game. So it's the same old, isn't it?
It sounds crazy to say this, but... I don't think you've played badly the last few games and yet you're just struggling to get that win you need.
Derek, I don't think we've played badly since the turn of the year. I think when we went to Wickham, we were excellent. We won 2-0 and I think all the games since then, you know, I can say we haven't played badly, but we haven't got the results and that's what we need. That's the be all and end all. We haven't got the results. We've been beat 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, Newport twice against Mansfield. I can go on and on. I think the only team that deserves to beat us so far is Northampton in 2016, and all the other games have been very tight. We deserve the draw against Portsmouth, you know, but if you make little errors, you need your mate to try and get you out of it, and that's what we're not doing. We're just getting punished. Seems to be dropping to them every time. You know, we're up against it. With things like that are going against you. You know, we've got little decision here and there. You know, missing the two penalties away at Mansfield. You know, it's endless. It's absolutely, it's my most testing time as a manager. It's just, it's so tough to take, but it is what it is. I've just got to battle on. The players have got to do exactly the same. We're going to be a couple more down now. You know, again, looking solid at the back, and then Dugdale comes off with a metatarsal injury. You know, looks like Edwards is struggling with his groin towards the end. Just weird. It's never ending at the minute, but in football, it has a knack of when you're down there and you're struggling, you're putting the boot into you, and I've said that. But it's up to us to come out fighting and remain positive and continue to work hard and, you know, got to take the flak that comes our way on the chin and just try and get through it, and as you say, keep trying to perform well and keep giving our all and just cut out the little silly errors that are costing you. Every team makes errors, you know, every team, but we just seem to be getting punished for all ours at the minute.
You mentioned it there. How hard is it for you at the minute to take?
Tough, very tough, but I'm a fighter, I'm a winner. I've always been like that right throughout my life. And I'll always come up fighting. I'll be looking to the next challenge now, and I'll continue to do that. As I say, I don't think we've got a bad group. They're honest, they work hard, they give it their all in the games. As I say, we've just got to cut out the little errors that we're making and continue to create the chances we're creating and try and score more goals to give us a better chance. But so hard for me at the minute, because I'm the leader of the group. But as I say, I'm the focal point of it all. I've got to make sure that I come out with my chest out, and I'll certainly do that. You know, it is about riding through things thick and thin, sticking together. You know, the way the game is, if you can't win in 7 games, people are going to be starting asking questions of the manager, and that's life. But it is hard at the minute. But as I say, when I go home, I'll see my family, which always gives me a pick-up. And then when I wake up in the morning, I'll be looking, you know, to see what's the next challenge, and how we build ourselves up and hopefully have a decent week leading up to the next game next Saturday.